President Morsi's fall is a setback not just for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It's also bad news for Hamas, the Islamist militant group that rules the Gaza Strip. The World's Matthew Bell has reported from Gaza, and he's here in the studio with me now. Matthew, is the situation in Egypt having an impact on Hamas next door in Gaza?
It is. It seems like a real change in fortune for Hamas. Back last year when Mohamed Morsi was elected president in Egypt, Hamas, which is the Palestinian ideological offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, put on huge celebrations in the Gaza Strip and really welcomed the election of this leader from the Muslim Brotherhood movement to reach the highest office in Egypt next door. Now Morsi is out. He's been charged with collusion with the Hamas movement by the interim Egyptian government, and there's been the start of a security crackdown on the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt.
So what impact is that security crackdown having on Hamas in Gaza?
There was a feeling with Hamas that the Mohamed Morsi government in Egypt would be much friendlier toward Hamas in Gaza than the previous Egyptian government under Hosni Mubarak, and that the border would be more open. Right now, just in the last several weeks, Egyptian security forces have at times closed the border crossing completely. They've been closing some of those smuggling tunnels that Hamas says that the people in Gaza rely on for everyday goods. They flooded some of the tunnels, closed them permanently. There's a feeling. I talked with the deputy foreign minister of Hamas today in Gaza, and he said it is having a real impact. The situation's not good. It's hurting the economy, and it's going to hurt the quality of life in Gaza.
Was Hamas closely linked and closely associated with Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood there in a way that it isn't with anybody else in the Middle East? Sort of, has it lost a big soulmate, I guess is what I'm asking.
I think Hamas has indeed seems to have lost its biggest regional supporter. I mean, this is a movement that at one time got support from Syria. Its leaders were living in Damascus. They have since had a falling out with the government of Bashar al-Assad and moved out of Damascus. They used to get, experts believe, a lot more support from Iran. That's a big question. Will Hamas, if the relationship with Egypt is deteriorating, will they then warm up again with Iran and get more support from Tehran? I asked the deputy foreign minister about that. He said, absolutely not. We are our own masters. We're not in the pocket of any regime. But that's going to be a question that Washington is going to want to know about and that the Israelis are going to want to know about.
That was the World's Matthew Bell. Matthew's full interview with Hamas leader Ghazi Hamad is at theworld.org.